Top Gun Maverick cruised to a Memorial Day record this weekend, $156 million. Now, that is good news for a pandemic-battered film industry, but there is one aspect of the way these numbers are reported that has critic Bob Mondello quietly muttering to himself.
Movie box office figures used to be something that only people in the movie industry cared about. In the early 1970s, when The Godfather became the first film to make $10 million in a single week...
This is business, not personal, Sonny!
No one reported that fact.
Well, then business will have to suffer.
Except Variety and a few other trade papers, so there was no incentive to inflate the numbers by folding so-called preview showings into the opening day. The term preview was adapted from Broadway, where actors need to play a show a few times before critics arrive. Back in the dark ages, these were reduced price previews, a quaint notion. Anyway, it wasn't a cash grab, it was a theatrical necessity. That does not apply to movies, obviously, and for decades, an opening date was an opening date. Take the film franchise that put Memorial Day weekend on the map. In 1977, Star Wars premiered nationally on just 32 screens, selling virtually every seat for every show, while a blindsided 20th Century Fox scrambled to strike more prints. Numbers were big, but limited by theater capacity, and headlines mostly talked about how the film stayed at number one week after week for the rest of the summer. By the time Star Wars Return of the Jedi opened on 1,000 screens in 1983...
You may dispense with the pleasantries, Commander. I'm here to put you back on schedule.
Theater owners were ready, some cramming 24 hours worth of showings into that opening day by starting at 1 minute past midnight. I worked for a chain of movie theaters back then, and I remember those first shows sold to the rafters, fans synchronizing watches and counting down to the start. Nobody jumped the gun, though. That would have been cheating. In 1989, the clock started creeping backwards. Warner Brothers allowed theaters to start opening day Batman screenings not at midnight, but at 10 p.m. the night before. In 1992, for Batman Returns, they allowed them at 9 p.m. and got some pushback, so the big movie of 1993 went back to 10 p.m. Thursday previews.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
But by 1996, Independence Day had made it 6 p.m.
Welcome to Earth.
And after that, well, if your film had a substantial want-to-see-first factor, previews became standard. Fans got used to booking night before opening seats for Hunger Games, Mission Impossible, Harry Potter, Black Panther, Fast and Furious. In fact, the practice got so common that films that didn't have any logical reason to use it, say the immortal Zac Efron classic, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
We don't want you showing up stag and riling each other up.
We don't rile each other up!
We never get riled up!
Scheduled screenings in thousands of theaters the night before opening and took in a snappy $1.6 million. So we have now arrived at Top Gun Maverick.
Good morning, aviators.
Which opened officially on Friday.
This is your captain speaking.
But started its preview screenings on Thursday at 3 in the afternoon. Not sure by what conceivable logic that isn't opening on Thursday, but okay, it's how Hollywood rolls. Except that there'd been previous Top Gun previews, IMAX screenings all across the country on Tuesday and on Wednesday, all folded into Friday for purposes of opening day bragging rights, a total of $19 million in preview money to add to the $32 million that Top Gun had made on its actual opening day.
Having any fun yet?
And it doesn't stop there. Top Gun Maverick goes into the record books today with, and I'm quoting here, a record four-day Memorial Day weekend gross of $156 million, even though it took 7 days to achieve that number. And why?
It's one of life's mysteries, sir.
That's about right. I'm Bob Mondello.